Blog Talk Radio.
Come on now. Wake up,
$1 trillion flow tonight. Wake up, everybody. And people need to wake up to what's going on. They got a big march in Washington, Ku Klux, and all of that. I'm going to play Wake Up, Everybody again, because somebody needs sleep tonight. They need to wake up. Wake up, everybody.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Lots going on. Stay focused. I want to tell you tonight is your night for a breakthrough. I want to thank you, Sister Lisa, God bless you. Thank you. The big financial blessing coming your way. Mother Duke, I hadn't talked to you, but I'll be talking to you a little later on tonight, so don't go to bed that I call and talk to you, because I'm going to tell you. God bless you. Happy birthday to Brother Burns. I forgot to holler at him yesterday. Happy birthday to him and his family. And we'll open up a few doors up. Things will work out.
Thank you. relationships don't work between black people, racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia, maybe you in down in
California, maybe you in Texas, maybe you in New York, maybe you in Florida, maybe you in Canada, but you in the $1 billion, maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Indiana, which I'm at the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich, because I'm in the $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. So I'm in the $1 billion flow on my job. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you?
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm, Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with a pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Well, to move on out of it for a moment. Martin's very rare, very great man. Martin's rare for two reasons. Part because just because he is.
Thank you.
God to bless you. Get ready for every door that closed to open up for you. For some of you don't know, there's a blessing in it for you, and that blessing on a special door for you. This is the Freedom Dollar Flow night. Every letter, every telephone call. I want to say to you tonight, people, the Haitian people is under the bridge. And I'm saying to you, let's reach out for our Haitian brothers and help them. Because Dr. King just said that we need help. And I've seen those people out there on the bridge. I'm trying to see if they're going to put them in the camp like they did the rest of the people. I want every black person in America to say, I'm going to adopt or help our brothers that's over in Mexico trying to get asylum. And let's work together for that. God bless you tonight, Sister Lena. Sister Joanne, God bless you tonight. Kim, I called you out there, couldn't get you, I was on the phone. Mother Moon, God bless you. I got a blessing for you, Mother Moon. I'm a strong man. I got a blessing for you, Mother Moon. It's, God gave me revelation knowledge for you. Some things you got to do. Those that call me from Detroit, Mary Harper. Thank you. Sometimes you got to say just say thank you to what's going on. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Bright Star. Sister Delta, God bless you tonight. Sometimes you have to look beyond. We're praying for those that lost loved ones, and I seen all those people under the bridge in Texas. My heart went out for them. This is the richest country in the world. We have to do better. In the spirit of Dr. King, we have to help those Haitian folk. We got to help them because everybody helped their own but us. $1 trillion flow, get ready for your business. I want to say, Lord, I thank you. Saint James Moore, Mississippi, Mass.
Thank you.
God bless you tonight. I want you to get ready for a door to open up for you tonight. The Spirit is in this room tonight.
Things happen. 14, 2 and 3 verse?
Yeah.
25. In all labor there is a profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is the richest, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. That's it.
You ain't got to lie, but you're going to bring truth. And the truth is the word that's solemn with the truth. Proverbs 18 and 21.
1821. Oh, let's see here.
And as you read that, that's solemn, it's wisdom. Proverbs.
1821,
it says
death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Now, the death and life in the power of the tongue. When you speak good thing, when you speak bad thing, look what happened in Washington. Trump said lie and lie, people died.
Mm-hmm.
I said this then, Trump lied, people died. And this scripture here, Proverbs 18 and 21, it says, the life and death is in the tongue. So you got to speak healing. You got to speak heal, not death. You got to speak life. Name it, claim it, and you can have it. Read on.
Okay. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor uses inch but the rich answers directly. I think that we just, and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
So things you look at is of the world, not of God. But you got to stay in the spirit. Get St. John 1. That's the first John 1.
Was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made.
Everything was made by God, and in him is God, and we are in God. So things that are made by our hands is the hands of God. Read on.
Okay. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that made that was made. To him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Now, what he's saying, that when men have the light of God, or women, darkness got to go. So we've been in a dark place in 2020. But we're coming into a light place because men are loving each other. Men are loving light. And the only way you're going to get up is love light. So the wages of sin is death, but gift of God is life. Right now, somebody got to speak love. And, you know, Johnny Taylor saying that I love you because I love you because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So love is the key to come out of this sickness. Love is the key to heal our body. Not no song, love. The love of men and women, the love of family will break yoke. And what we need, love. And I think the love of God will give us the love to fight the evil spirit that has set up camp in our house. With our family, with our children, with our wife, with our husband. The love of God will burn up the evil that's taking place around the world. Not just America, around the globe is evil, lust, and hate, and sin. Nothing but the love of God, hallelujah, nothing but the love of God can bring it back. I'm going to lift his name up, say, beginning was the Word was God, the Word with God, and everything that was made by God. So when you know everything was made by God, God put the knowledge in us to make cars, to make airplanes. God put the knowledge in us to fly. He put the knowledge in us to go under the sea. He put the knowledge in us to be a billion. So we got to come back to the spirits of love. Read.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then it says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
He was sent to bear witness, and I want to back that up. You is sent to bear witness of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you bear witness of truth, darkness got to go.
Yes.
The darkness in your mind, you got to say, oh, yeah. I don't know how, but God says it's going to be some light. So the sun got to shine. He might not shine right now, but he got to shine. Darkness gone, the darkness gonna come, but the light gonna come. So what I'm saying, me, you, and everybody else, we bear the light. We are the witness that God is God. We are the witness that you get healed from cancer, TB. Jesus healed everybody. Came to the mountain. All they do is go. And he healed everybody that came to the mountain. After he healed them, he fed them. He don't leave you naked. He don't leave you broke. He don't leave you down. Even you want to be that way. He has made a pact with the devil. You let go and let God show you. I
thank you.